One, turn a sphere, find its diameter. Two, multiply diameter by 0.524 pi 6. Three, using the result as a radius from any point on the sphere, draw a circle. Four, using the same radius, divide that circle into five. Five, this circle should divide equally into five, if not, check measurements and calculations. Six, from the 5 points on this circle, draw 5 more circles using the same radius. 7. This will give you 12 intersection points. These will be A, the original first point selected on the sphere, B, the 5 points marked on the circle drawn from the original point, C, the 5 intersection points that arise from drawing the 5 more circles from these 5 points, D, the point where all 5 of these circles intersect, the opposite pole to A above. 8. Mark each of these points with a bradawl. These will be the 6 axis points needed to turn the 12 sides of a dodecahedron. Circle each bradawl point. 9. There will now be 20 triangles on the sphere. 10. Each side of the triangle will have a panel-like shape. 11. Find the center of each triangle using 3 arcs of an estimated radius that intersect near the center of the triangle. 12. Mark each of the centers lightly with a bradawl. 13. Mount the sphere between 2 opposing centers from the 12 marked. 14. Draw a circle that connects the 3 triangle centers nearest each axis point. 15. This line is the depth and diameter of the cut to be made. 16. Cut down to this line at 90 degrees to the axis of the lathe. 17. As you are holding between centers, you will be leaving a holding nut at each end. 18. Repeat this for each axis. Note as the piece progresses, there will be less and less wood to cut. 19. In addition, you may be also be nicking the holding nubs of previous cuts. 20. When all 6 axes have been done, remove from lathe and cut off the holding nubs. 21. Sand each pentagon face to your satisfaction.